Welcome to this demonstration of Voice Assistant on the Samsung Galaxy Tab. And in this demo, I just want to go through some of the basic gestures that you'll find in Voice Assistant on your Samsung Galaxy Tab or other Samsung device using the Voice Assistant screen reader, as opposed to the other default Android screen reader, which is TalkBack. So first of all, let me just give you a bit of a run through physically of my particular Samsung Galaxy Tab here. And this is an earlier model, so it might be different to your Samsung Galaxy Tab if you do have one. And keep in mind that all Android devices are different from each other. So my one, on the right-hand side towards the top, I've got my power on-off button. And then below that, I've got a long volume up and down button. And then right in the middle on the bottom face, I've actually got a physical home button. And remember, on most Android devices, that you've got a home button in the middle that may be physical or a soft key button, so it's part of the touchscreen. And depending on your layout, to the left of that on the touchscreen, as it is on my Galaxy, on the touchscreen I've got a recents button, and on the right-hand side of the home button, I've got a back button to go back to the previous screen. On the bottom edge itself, in the middle, I've got a USB connection that's used for transferring data and power. To the left of that, I've then got the 3.5mm headphone jack. On the left-hand edge, it's completely blank. On the back top in the middle, I've got a shooting camera, which really gives me the willies on this one, because if I put it down flat on the table, it wobbles a bit. And one thing I didn't mention was below the volume button on the right-hand side, probably about two-thirds of the way down, I've got a couple of slots. One for a memory card, and of course, one for the SIM card, because this tab is not only a tablet, but it's also a phone as well. So I've currently got my Samsung Galaxy Tab unlocked here. So I'm just going to show you those recent buttons and the back button. So if I come down and find my physical home button down the bottom, now remember I said yours might be a software only one depending on your type of Android device. But if I drag my finger to the left,
recent apps,
I get a recent app. So if I touch towards the top of my screen,
ABC,
that's my ABC app that I was using before. And if I flick to the right,
close button,
I can close it. And if I flick back to the left,
ABC,
and if I was to double tap on it, I could then go into that app besides actually closing it down. If I come down to my physical home button and come up a little bit from it,
close all button,
I get a close all button, which means I can close all the apps currently running on my Samsung Galaxy Tab here, which is really nice. So that's the recents button to the left of my physical home button. So I'm just going to press my home button again.
Home screen.
And let me just show you where the back button is. And that, I said that was to the right. So to make it work, I've got to go into something. So on my screen, I'm going to touch on my applications folder, which is down towards the bottom right hand side of my screen layout.
Applications.
And I'm just going to double tap on it.
Page 104.
And keeping in mind, I'm going to go through these gestures in a minute. Now, if I go to my physical home button, go to the right.
Home screen.
I've just activated the back button and I've come out of the folder and I've gone back to my main home screen. And if I was in an application that I went into a function and it had a back function, I could use that back button down the bottom right hand side of my screen to the right of my physical home button. Or on most of the apps I use, there's a navigate back menu button on the top left hand side of the screen below the status line. So just remember those buttons to the left and the right of your home button, whether they're physical or not. Recent button on the left and the back button on the right. And basically the screen layout is that you've got a status line at the top of the screen that I'll show you how to get to in a while. And then the rest of the screen is made up with the icons on the touch screen itself. So for the demo, I'm going to spend most of the time in the applications folder. So I'm just going to touch on that directly.
Applications.
And double tap on it.
Page 104.
And this is where we'll spend most of the time during the demo. So the first gestures I want to show you are the three-finger flick left and right to adjust your speech settings and other options. So if I do a three-finger flick to the left now.
Media vol.
We've got media vol, as in media volume. And of course, if I keep flicking to the left, we're going to cycle around, if you like, anti-clockwise through these options. And we'll get back to media volume. So I'm going to do another three-finger flick to the left.
Notification.
So that's notification. That takes you to the notifications panel.
Large cursor.
Large cursor turns on the large cursor.
Dark screen.
Dark screen actually blanks the screen.
Punctuation.
Punctuation.
Speech rate.
Speech rate to adjust the speech rate.
Media vol.
And we're back to media volume. And of course, if I flick the other way with three fingers, I'm flicking to the right this time.
Speech rate. Punctuation. Dark screen. Large cursor. Notification. Media vol.
Okay, and we're back to media volume. And of course, to adjust these, it's a one finger flick up or down to adjust the setting. So I'm on media volume now. If I flick down,
50%.
I've turned the volume down and I flick back up again.
60%.
I've turned the volume back up again. If I flick to the right,
speech rate.
That speech rate, if I flick down with one finger,
50%.
I'm slowing it down.
37%. 25%.
And flicking back up again.
37%. 50%.
And three finger flick to the right again.
Punctuation.
Punctuation, we've got one finger flick down.
Punctuation disabled.
Punctuation disabled. If I flick back up.
Punctuation enabled.
Punctuation enabled. If I three finger flick to the right again.
Dark screen.
Dark screen, if I flick down one finger.
Dark screen disabled.
I've disabled dark screen. If I flick up.
Dark screen enabled, full stop.
I've enabled dark screen. I flick to the right again.
Large cursor.
Large cursor, if I flick down.
Large cursor disabled.
Now, what I'm finding sometimes, particularly when doing these, which I find a little bit off-putting, it also reads out the icon that the focus is currently moving to when I'm flicking up and down the screen sometimes. So flick back up.
Large cursor enabled. Dog catcher.
And I've turned back on large cursor. So three finger flick to the right again.
Notification.
Now, notification, if I flick down.
Notification panel. Notification panel.
It's taking me to the notification panel. So if I flick to the right with one finger now.
Windash fee is enabled, full stop. Location is enabled, full stop.
And as you can tell, punctuation is now enabled. So I'm going to do a three finger flick to the left.
Large cursor. Dark screen. Punctuation.
And one finger flick down.
Punctuation disabled.
That's better. Now let's try flicking to the right.
Sound is enabled. Screen rotation is disabled. Bluetooth is enabled.
Okay, and so on. So I'm just going to press the home button to come out of my notification center.
Home screen.
And I've come back to my home screen. So I want to go back to my applications folder. And I know that applications icon is down the bottom right-hand side of my screen. So I'm going to do one finger, flick down and up quickly on the screen, like as if I'm drawing a downward pointing arrow, like this.
Move to the end. Applications.
So I've moved to the end. If I do one finger double tap now anywhere on the screen, I'm going to activate that last icon that just spoke, which is applications.
Page 104.
Okay, and I'm back to my applications folder. And while we're talking about jumping to the bottom of the screen, of course, to jump to the top of the screen, it's the reverse of the down pointing arrow. It's an upward pointing arrow. So I do one finger flick up and then down quickly. So I do that now, flick up and down.
Move to the beginning, edit button.
Okay, so I've moved to the beginning. If I do it again, going down and up.
Move to the end, Dropbox.
That's the last icon on the screen in my four screens of my applications folder. And then, of course, one finger flick up and down.
Move to the beginning, edit button.
And I'm at the edit button at the beginning of the applications folder. If I flick to the right.
AZ. Google folder. Microsoft apps folder. A blind legend.
That's the start of my alphabetical list in my applications folder. So let's have a look at navigating the current screen. So we've already covered a one finger flick down and up quickly, takes you to the bottom right icon on the screen. One finger flick up and down quickly, takes you to the top left icon on the screen. Bearing in mind that it doesn't actually go into the status line, of course, or the notifications area. And then as I've been doing, if I do one finger flick to the right.
ABC. ABC iView. ABC News.
I'm moving to the next icon on the screen. If I flick to the left.
ABC iView. ABC. A blind legend. Microsoft apps folder. Google folder. AZ.
Okay, and of course I can also drag my finger around the screen as well. So I'm going to drag my finger across the screen about in the middle.
Amazon Kindle. Audible. Audio Game Hub. BBC Media Player. BBC News.
Okay, that was me dragging my finger across
to
the right.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
Drag my finger back to the left.
BBC Media Player. Audio Game Hub. Audible. Amazon Kindle.
And of course to activate an icon, I can do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate it. So let me do a one finger flick back to the right.
Audible.
To get back to Audible. And I'm going to do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen. I'll activate my Audible app.
Now playing.
And of course, with the Audible app, if I come down to the bottom above my physical home button.
Fast forward audio button. Play button.
There's my play button. I just drag my finger up from the bottom of the screen then. And one finger double tap.
Rook, however, is unique. He is the current champion of the Tournament of Hume. His sword is said to be the finest in generations.
Okay, and disaster eventually overtakes. I can do a two-finger double tap on the screen with two fingers to stop the audio playing, and a two-finger double tap again to restart.
Destroyed en masse. Few Ashokans survive, and among them are Rook
and
his
two-finger
friends.
Double tap again to stop, and of course I can do that anywhere on the system when audio is playing. If I touch towards the top of my screen.
Chapter 2, 1 minute 9 seconds played, 18 minutes 53 seconds remaining.
Okay, and I do a three-finger touch on the screen.
Open left navigation panel button, now playing, 1.75x. Add bookmark.
This basically
sleep
reads
timer,
all the icons
three,
on the screen
options,
from where I touched.
Chapter 2, 1 minute
and
9 seconds
finger
play,
touch on
18
the screen.
Minute play, 18 minutes 53 seconds. Open left navigation panel button, now playing, 1.75x. Add bookmark. Sleep timer, button free,
okay, and
more options button,
touch.
Chapter 2, 1 minute 9
silences the speech. If I touch it again,
seconds played, 18
talking,
minutes 53 seconds remaining.
Touch it again, two fingers, stops it. Now if I wanted to be able to read something character by character, word, line, etc., I can adjust that, and that's a three-finger flick up or down to adjust it. So if I do a three-finger flick down now,
character granularity.
Got character granularity.
Word granularity.
Word granularity.
Line granularity.
That's line.
Paragraph granularity.
Paragraph.
Character granularity.
And we're back to character. Now if I go the opposite direction, a three-finger flick up.
Paragraph granularity.
Paragraph.
Line granularity.
Line.
Word granularity.
Word.
Character granularity.
And back to character. So when I adjust those, then I can navigate with the one finger flick up and down to move by that particular item. So we're on character at the moment. So let me just touch on my screen.
A Warrior's Knowledge, Book 2, The Castes and the Outcasts, unabridged by Davis Ashura, narrated by Nick Podell.
Okay, that's the name of the book. So if I wanted to navigate that by word, I'm going to do a three-finger flick down.
Word granularity.
Now I'm on word. Now if I do one-finger flick down the screen now.
Capital A, Warriors.
A, Warriors.
Knowledge, Book 2, B, Castes, and B, Outcasts.
Okay, and if I flick up on the screen with one finger.
Outcasts, B, and Castes, B, 2. Book. Knowledge. Warriors. Capital A.
Okay, and let me just flick back up.
Character granularity.
So that was a three-finger flick up. Now if I do a one-finger flick down to read to the right character by character.
Capital A. Space. Capital W. A. R. R. I. O. R. Apostrophe. S.
Okay, and flick back up.
S. Apostrophe. R. O. I. R. R. A. Capital W, space, capital A.
And of course, if I changed the granularity with a three-finger flick up or down to line paragraph, my one-finger flick up or down would then move to the next or previous item for that granularity setting. Now, one of the really nice little features I find with the voice assistant is I've got a two-finger triple tap, which just reads out the information in the notifications area. And you can set this on in voice assistant on what items you want to read. So if I do a two-finger triple tap now.
10:50 a.m. the 7th of June 2016, 94% battery, Wi-Fi, 10 unread notifications.
Okay, that's my notifications area, which is very nice because it's left my focus.
A Warrior's Knowledge, Book 2, The Castes and the Outcasts, unabridged by Davis Ashura, narrated by Nick Podell.
Exactly where I was on the screen. It hasn't gone into the notifications area as it would have if I would have used the three-finger flick left or right to move to notifications and one-finger flick down, which would have then brought up the notifications area. Now, the other thing that you want to do is actually scroll the screen. And the way to scroll the screen, and depending on which way you can scroll, it's a two-finger flick left or right to scroll the screen left or right, or a two-finger flick up and down to scroll the screen up and down. So let me just show you in the Applications folder. So I'm just going to press my Home button again to come out of the Audible app.
Home screen.
And I'm back to my home screen. So I'm going to jump down again to the Applications icon. So one finger flick down and up quickly.
Move to the end. Applications.
And one finger double tap on Applications.
Page 1 of 4.
Okay, so I'm on page 1 of 4. So if I want to get to the second page of my Applications, I'm going to do a two finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 4.
Which I've moved to page 2 of 4. Two finger flick to the left again.
Page 3 of 4.
Page 3 of 4. Two finger flick to the left again.
Page 4 of 4.
Now I touch towards the top of my screen.
Edit button.
And flick to the right.
AZ. VA Connect. Video. Visor.
Okay, there are some of the apps that I've got on my fourth screen in alphabetical order. And of course, to go backwards, scrolling to the left, I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the right.
Page 3 of 4. Page 2 of 4. Page 1 of 4.
Okay, and I'm back to the first page of my Applications. And of course, to flick up and down, let me show you in the settings folder on how to do that one. So I think my settings are on my third screen, so I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 4. Page 3 of 4.
And let's go and touch the middle of the screen.
Quick support.
Quick support. So one down.
Samsung Galaxy Life.
Samsung, let me just flick to the right now.
Seeing assistant home light. Seeing assistant move. Settings.
Okay, one finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
Okay, and I'm going to jump to the top of the screen, so one finger flick up and down quickly.
Move to the beginning. Settings.
And if I drag my finger down the left-hand side of my screen,
scan
because
complete.
The other options come up in the right-hand side.
Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Flight mode. Mobile hotspot and data usage. Mobile networks. More connection setting. Sounds and notifications. Display. Motions and gestures. Applications. Wallpaper.
Okay, that's the end of that particular column. So I want to get to accessibility. So I'm going to do a two-finger flick up the screen, which is going to scroll the screen down.
Wallpaper.
So now I've attached towards the top of the screen again.
Wallpaper. Lock screen and security. Privacy. Accessibility.
Okay, there's accessibility.
Double tap to select.
And double tap to select it.
Categories. Header. Showing items 1 to 13 of 16.
And that's all the categories on now on the right-hand side. That brings up accessibility, and I won't go into that in this particular demonstration, but if I touch to what's on the right-hand side of my screen.
Categories, header.
Okay, that's the heading categories, and I'll drag my finger down.
Vision.
Vision.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Dexterity and interaction.
Dexterity and interaction.
More direction, more settings, header.
More settings, heading.
Direction lock, unlock the screen by swiping in a series of directions.
Okay, and so on. And of course, to get back to my main home screen, I can press the home button again.
Home screen.
And I'm back to my home screen and do one finger flick down and up.
Move to the end. Applications.
And double tap.
Page 3 of 4.
And I'm back to my applications folder again. So I'm going to go and read some information in iMore. So that should be on my second screen. So I'm going to do a two finger flick to the right.
Page 2 of 4.
And let me touch about in the middle of the screen.
Keeper.
That's keeper. So I, so flick to the left.
Internet. iMore.
There's iMore. One finger double tap on iMore.
iMore.
Jump to the top of the screen. One finger flick up and down.
Move to the beginning. Navigate up button.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Drop down list. All. Search button. Mark all as red. Apple Pay. FUD versus the future.
Okay, Apple Pay versus the future. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on that article. Okay, so let me jump to the top of the screen. So one finger flick up and down quickly.
Move to the beginning. Navigate up button.
And let's do a two finger flick down.
Navigate up button. All. Share with. More options button. Apple Pay, FUD versus the future, by Renee Ritchie, 9 hours ago. Apple Pay, FUD versus the future. While Apple Pay continues to confuse Reuters, it's the best thing to happen to consumers since the advent of paper money. For the past few days, I've been using Apple Pay on my Apple Watch to make pretty much all my purchases.
And two-finger touch. Stops at reading. Two-finger touch again.
App to pay in Canada for so long I can't remember the last time I had to swipe a sign. As of a week ago, though, all of our major banks finally went fully on board with Apple Pay as well. So now I can use...
finger touch again and stops it. And you might have noticed the back button on the Samsung, at least as far as voice assistance is concerned, it says navigate back button. So let me touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Navigate up button.
So that's navigate up button. So one finger double tap. And that takes me back, in this case, to the main iMore app screen. So home button again to come back out.
iMore. Home screen.
The other way, if you want to also read the status line, I can also drag my finger up to the top of the screen, right at the top.
Missed call from 048113. New messages. Today's forecast, Gosford 16 degrees, 10 degrees at side light. Snuck up on me. Today, 26 years been working for RBS of New South Wales and at Vision Australia and still loving my job. Successfully installed. Visor. Low vision magnifier. Successfully updated. ABC. Bluetooth disconnected. Wi-Fi signal full. 4G phone 1 bar. Battery 93%. 11:01 a.m.
Basically just read out most of the stuff that was in my status line, including my last tweet and some apps that I just finished downloading. And of course, if I wanted to clear the notifications, touch on the status line.
Missed call from 048111806.
I'll just do two finger touch on the screen. That's now brought up the notifications area now. So if I touch towards the top again.
Tuesday the 7th of June.
And flick to the right.
Edit button. System settings. Telstra. Clear all notifications.
There's my clear all notifications. So one finger double tap.
Home screen.
And I've cleared all the notifications, so now if I touch just back on the status line.
Bluetooth disconnected, Wi-Fi signal full, 4G phone 1 bar, battery 93%, 11:02 a.m.
Okay, my status line is nice and clear. And then of course, as I showed you towards the beginning, if I just do a two-finger triple tap, 1, 2, 3.
11:03 a.m., the 7th of June 2016, 93% battery, Wi-Fi, no events.
I want to show you how I basically unlock my particular Samsung Galaxy Tab here. I'm going to press my power button on the side to lock my tab.
Screen turned off.
Okay, so I've locked the screen. Now I'm going to press the power button again to wake it up.
11:03 a.m., dark screen enabled.
So it tells me that the dark screen is enabled. I've got a pin number on mine, so if I touch the middle of my screen,
2.
I'm going to put my pin number in. So I'm going to put a dummy one in at the moment.
4. 5. 8.
And then touch on the enter, which is below my 9.
9. Enter. Device unlocked. Home screen.
And I'm back to my home screen. And of course, with the home screen, you can also do a two-finger flick left and right to navigate the home screens. So if I did it on mine, if I do a two-finger flick to the left.
Page 3 of 5.
On page 3 of 5, two-finger flick to the right.
Page 2 of 5.
Okay, I've gone back to page 2, which is the page that I land on when I come out of apps, etc. So that completes this demonstration of most of the gestures that you'll find to use with your voice assistant when you're using one of the Samsung devices. And as I've said, my particular device here was the Samsung Galaxy Tab. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.